Jesse Pippi's up next. Elegant, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for being so patient there.
What a whirlwind of a session. Yes. A lot of things.
That's the word
happened.
That's the word I was thinking, whirlwind.
Yeah, whirlwind sounds nice. I would say it was more of like a tornado.
Not a good tornado.
Or a typhoon of some sort. But yeah,
tsunami.
It was tough.
That's what it was, a tsunami of ignorance. But anyhow, you suffered through it, Delegate, and I appreciate your perseverance as you made it through there. What do you – we had the senator on earlier, and, I mean, it's hard being a Republican in the state of Maryland, that's for sure. And I guess it's bad enough in the Senate, but in the House also, because – apparently, we're being controlled by, what would you say, if I just asked your opinion, the people from like three counties control this entire state. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair to say. And, I mean, look, three counties have the vast majority of the state's population.
Sure.
Which means they have the most representatives.
Correct.
And which means they're making the most noise and making the most decisions down in Annapolis. It's very unfortunate.
Unfortunately, the bigger the population doesn't guarantee the smarter the people, that's for sure. What's next, Delegate, on the agenda? What do we do next as far as a state that's going to be – we're going to be suffering from several of these bills for the rest of our lives unless we ever overcome a point where we can, you know, do away with the ridiculous bills that have that's going to hamper our police. We know that's just a matter of time. What do you see from this point forward, Delegate? Almost as
well,
senator.
I mean, look, I caught the tail end of some of the senator's comments, and I think he summed up the legislative session pretty well. There's a pendulum, and he mentioned, he referenced 2014. You know, and I'll just say it, at the time, the elected Democrats, and look, I have a lot of friends that are registered Democrats, neighbors, and registered Republicans and independents. I'm referring to elected Democrats. In 2013, the Democrats basically passed like 40 tax hikes and fee increases in a row. They were so brazen, so bold, and it was just reckless. And the people in Maryland were pissed, and they'd had it. And even though in this state there's 2-to-1 Democrats to Republicans, they were so done after those egregious acts that they elected Governor Larry Hogan. You know, in a state they said that was the bluest state of all states in America, they've elected a Republican 3 out of the last 5 times statewide. And that's because there's a pendulum. When people are so pissed, and I don't even know if that's an appropriate word on the radio, but when they're so upset, you know, they come out in droves. And that's what's happening with policing. Because what's going to happen, you know, when you pass law, you know, bad law after bad law, people get fed up. They can't take it anymore, and that's the most important issue to them, whether they're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, and they're going to vote for someone who they think is in line with their values. And every day in Annapolis, you know, we're standing up for common sense. We're not standing up because I'm a Republican and this is a Republican thing. We're standing up because you can't have a safe community without law enforcement.
Correct.
You can't criminalize every law enforcement officer in this state and think that won't have negative repercussions. I mean, look what's happened locally in Frederick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we had a mob.
Yep.
The Frederick Socialists ran through the city of Frederick a week ago.
Yep.
And destroyed all sorts of property.
Yes.
Just running around. People are not going to put up with that. On either side of the fence. You know, whether you're, you know, a moderate, a liberal, people are not going to put up with that. You saw it happen in the city of Baltimore. You know, you had the mayor of Baltimore say, let's give them space to destroy. I mean, it's crazy.
It is more than crazy. It's disheartening and it's hurtful. But I want to ask you more, Delegate, if you hold on, please, for us. We're coming right back to you. And if you have... Delegate, there's so much nonsense going on that I'm so glad, no offense, but I'm so glad that Annapolis is shut down for a while so that we can try to recover and you know, bring more sanity back into the state, which has been taken away from us by basically three counties. The senator referenced, well, the only thing we can ever do is just go to the polls and vote, and that's about it. There's nothing else that we can do. The governor gets overridden. His vetoes get overridden very easily, apparently. And we have a chance coming up, you know, in next year for a new governor and new delegates and things such as that. Is that the hope of the Republican Party right now, or is it the barricade in the Biden basement?
Well, look, there's no option. There's no basement for us. That's not in the cards. You know, we're standing up, and we're fighting a good fight. But look, here's something that your listeners can do. Here's something real and tangible. So this year in Frederick County, well, let me start off with this. In Frederick County, there's 13 municipalities, and this year the majority of those have elections. So, for example, the city of Frederick, they have a police department. And any of your listeners can email all of the candidates that are running, whether they're Democrat, Republican, and just ask them what their views on policing is. Ask them if they support law and order. And look, if you're a Democrat and you want to vote for a Democrat, vote for the one that is pro-law and order. I'm sure there's a couple Democrats running in the election. In Mount Airy, there's an election. They have a police force. Email those candidates and ask them, hey, what's your position on law and order? This stuff's important. And I always tell people, because unfortunately, you know, in Annapolis and Washington, D.C., with these laws and these bills, it controls everything that we do. Everything that we do, there's some sort of law on the books. The government's way too big. There's way too many laws. But every year, these things are happening. And I always tell people, my neighbors, people that I meet, get involved. Tell me exactly what's not working, what is working. We need to know. Because when we go down there, you know, in some cases, it's like a buzzsaw. And yeah, we have to have all the information, all the tools to fight. And it's tough. And this year, I don't know if it was just built up because last year ended early, or if folks are encouraged because of the last presidential election. I don't know what it is, but the agenda that the majority party put through, I've not seen anything like it. I mean, we were getting hit from all sides.
I understood from the senator's comments, and maybe yours was the same or different, that he always felt that the partisanism in Annapolis was palatable. But now, this year, he did not feel that there was any bipartisan support for things. It was just one side against the other. You felt the same way or differently?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we used to say that we are not Washington, D.C. You know, in Annapolis, we're more cordial to each other. There's a lot of issues that we work together on. I mean, I've passed some major legislation dealing with human trafficking, and all the co-sponsors are all Democrats, liberal Democrats. But on that issue, we worked together. We were successful. This year, it was like the red team versus the blue team. And what was so frustrating about that was that, you know, I have nonpartisan legislation. I have bond initiatives. We're trying to secure money to clean up, you know, I think if the senator mentioned it, dirty water, you know, in several municipalities. They hold these bills over your head. So what they're doing on one side is they will introduce legislation that's so egregious that I have to get up on the floor and fight them for 2 hours. And then after I'm done with that, they say, oh, what about your bill? You know, I mean, because it's the same people voting on all legislation. So if you rail on them about this bill, then they try to punish you with something that's nonpartisan. I mean, that's the type of stuff that was going on this year, and it was excruciating.
Delegate Pippi, let me ask you, because there's so many bills passed, let me go through just a few of the laundry list of bills and some you might have positive feelings about like nuts and bolts issues, like with the relief bill passing earlier in the session. What do your constituents and Marylanders, what can we look forward to as far as assistance during the pandemic, as far as the economy and health and all of that?
Well, look, I mean, the relief bill passed. It was, I believe it was unanimous between Republicans and Democrats. There's a lot of good that came with that. For example, if you're a small business owner, there is a tremendous amount of relief in there, whether it was for unemployment payments, sales, state sales tax, where they basically you know, gave you several months without having to pay sales tax. There were direct relief payments, which I always like because it's basically giving folks back their tax dollars, which, you know, I'm always trying to put money back into people's pockets. So that was a good thing. I mean, there's no question that was done at the very beginning of session. But even with that legislation in the House, they put an amendment to give $200 million to illegal immigrants. I mean, so we had to fight that, and it was a whole big deal. The Senate was like, there's no way we're doing that. And the House, the liberal members of the House, put that as an amendment, and it was a huge blow up, and they ended up having to introduce separate legislation to do that. So, I mean, even that bill, which was a good bill, which everyone agreed to, they tried to muddy it up, you know, and that's what was so frustrating about this session. It was nonstop. And it's not always like that. I mean, we've been able to do some really good. For example, Frederick County, once again, we have record funding coming back to the county. So the delegation, which is made up of four Democrats, four Republicans, I think on delegation issues, we tend to work well on funding issues for the most part. And we're bringing home a lot of infrastructure projects and good stuff. But, you know, I don't want to say that's expected. But, you know, we do our job in that respect. But some of these statewide bills are problematic, and that's what seems to be getting, the most attention.
So. We're getting some questions, Delegate, on our text line. One person wants to know if you supported the $1,000 bonuses for state employees. If you were in support of that and where that went.
So I was on record, actually, in the Frederick News Post as not supporting that. And I will tell you, I am not opposed to rewarding hard work for state employees. For example, we have several frontline workers, police officers, other folks that probably deserve something. But what this was a $1,000 bonus to every state employee with a pulse. And a lot of these individuals were working from home for the last 12 months while a lot of people in the private sector were struggling. And I just thought it wasn't a good look, and it wasn't appropriate. And so I, again, on record as not in support of that.
Listen, a couple of questions come in, Delegate, if you're ready for these.
All sure.
Right. Will Maryland go back to normal voting, or are we going to be putting I can't add those words. Or will they limit voting to mail-in?
Any changes to voting for Marylanders?
Well, there was some changes. They actually put in a bill that would allow people to get on a permanent absentee list. There was another bill which actually died. We did a good job killing it on the House floor. But it actually was going to put a ballot drop box at each Maryland prison.
Prison, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that's nice.
So
that's nice.
bill met its death during the legislative session. And that's the other thing, too. On a positive note, you know, for every terrible bill, I think we managed to kill probably five other terrible bills. So, you know, that there is a silver lining in there. You know, we don't always talk about the ones that die, but there's a lot of those, too.
Asked this question for Senator Huff, and the same one pretty much came in for you. Any plans to support Kelly Schultz for governor of Maryland?
So, you know, I like Kelly. She actually was a state delegate in my district.
Right.
She served on the Economic Matters Committee in the House, like I serve now. She, you know, her professional background, she was in real estate at some point prior to getting involved in public service. And I had some experience there, too. And, you know, she's receptive. You know, when I reach out to her related to issues, she's always quick to call back and help. And I think she'll be a strong candidate. And look, coming out of Frederick County, coming out of District 4, I think it's great. It's a good thing.
And you will be supporting her then?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, in politics, I mean, there could be 100 people announcing. I seriously doubt that. But I will tell you, I do support Kelly, and I think she'll be a strong candidate. And I look forward to, the next several months for sure.
Okay, great. I mean, so it was an early announcement. I think she had to go on record soon or very soon because of lieutenant governor that's not going to run, and she stepped right in there and got her hat in the ring, so that's kind of a good move on her part, I would think.
Yeah, I think so.
The last question is what will you be doing between now and the next session or what can be done, I should say, probably, what can be done to end this nonsense that's happening in our state without leaving it? I mean, the easy way is to get out of here because it's just gone downhill, you know, more and more. But is there anything that the voter, the normal voter, maybe I'll say this, the Republicans can do to end the tide of this nonsense?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, in 10 years ago, when Governor O'Malley was in charge of redistricting, he drew it in a way, it's on record, he admitted it.
Sure.
He drew it in a way to benefit his party. And, you know, there's a lot of partisanship involved. I think one good thing that is likely to happen this year is that, you know, we do have a Republican governor, and he is committed to drawing fair and balanced legislative lines, which will likely kind of tip the scales to make a more balanced state. We're likely to pick up seats. We're likely to have more moderates go back down to Annapolis, less crazies. And I think that will reduce the amount of crazy legislation that we've seen, you know, get passed through this last couple of years. So I think there is some good news on the horizon. It's been a tough year. You know, when I come home on the weekends during session, my wife's always like, geez, do you have any positive news to share with us? So
exactly.
I do want to leave your listeners with something. You know, for every bad bill that passes, dozens die. So it's not like every bad thing happens. Redistricting is coming. We're likely to get more seats, more Republicans, more moderate Dems. And just to your listeners, reach out to your elected officials. You guys have the power. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, you're the voters. You know, we work for you. You tell those elected officials what you want and what you don't want, and they will listen. It's just been a bizarre couple of years. We're still dealing with this after effects of the pandemic. But I think things will get better. And, you know, I'm not ready to give up on Maryland yet.
Well, I appreciate everything you've done for us and the way you try to report back. So we do thank you for that. You were so fair in getting to us on a lot of Fridays and that kept us up to date what was going on.
Yeah, we appreciated that.
And we look forward to hearing from you all in the off session, some bills that you may be planning to bring in, common sense bills or... If you, oh, by the way, if you come up with a new state song, we'd be interested in hearing your version of that. And, you know, these are things that are important that we need to deal with, and I appreciate that. But the one thing that the senator said, and I guess you would echo that, that the Frederick County delegation worked well together, and, you know, that you supported one another, and that was good news if you saw it the same way.
I did. Yeah, no, that is one good thing. And like I said, Frederick County had a overall good year, and we'll continue that, moving that forward. And, you know, I always appreciate you guys having me on, and I'm happy to update your listeners and be obviously accessible to everyone. So I appreciate it.
Well, I thank it. Delegate Jesse Pippi from District 4, something or other. What, Frank? Say something. 4A, B, C, 4, I don't know. I haven't got it right all season, so why would I have it right today?
Representing much of our listening area, we appreciate it.
And look forward to hearing from you on the off season also.
We needed to hear, and we'd love to hear from any other senators or delegates in our listening area that want to chime in, but there was so much that happened in Annapolis, we wanted to get a recap from delegation. And there we go.
Thank you so much, Delegate Jesse Pippi.